On one of the cooler days we've had this summer in northern Utah, people are still enjoying the water at Hiram State Park. The drought hasn't fully reached Cache County yet, and there's no bathtub ring around the reservoir at Hiram like at Lake Powell. It's full enough for all kinds of boating. People are water skiing, canoeing, trying out stand-up paddleboarding. You'd have to work pretty hard to remind people here that this man-made lake wasn't here purely for their enjoyment on a day like today. But when Ted Hallisey looks out at the water, he doesn't see just a canvas for recreation. He sees water for drinking and growing food.
That everybody loves to get out and recreate, but when I've talked to the managers of the state parks and the rangers have made it clear that most of the state parks obviously are designated as reservoirs for agricultural purposes first. Some of them actually send some of the water down for drinking water. So those are the priorities, and recreation is the secondary benefit of those parks.
Hallisey is better known as Cowboy Ted, a name he got in a previous life when he was a rodeo announcer. Now he's the host of Utah Skyline Recreation, a daily radio report on Utah state parks. He's been to 23 of the state's 43 parks so far, where he interviews park managers and tells listeners what they can do and expect at each park. Hallisey noticed this year that the water level at parks with lakes or reservoirs was becoming a critical part of his recreation reports.
Talked to the manager, the assistant manager over at the Great Salt Lake Marina and the harbor master, and they've already had to pull out several hundred sailboats that have those rudders that can't make it through the canal that leads out of the marina.
Earlier this year, the state legislature set aside $3 million to dredge the marinas at Utah Lake and the Great Salt Lake. Water levels were so low in those places before spring runoff that a lot of boats were on their way to being grounded. The bigger sailboats were already lifted out of their slips in April, and the dredging would be for smaller sailboats and powerboats as water levels drop over the summer. The managers at Willard Bay State Park told Hallisey that the water will be used up for irrigation, and by late summer, powerboats probably won't be able to launch from that marina either. Hallisey lets listeners know about lake levels because it can change people's summer plans.
We're trying to inform people of how much activity they can still do, what kind of different things. Obviously, it makes a lot more sense to do the non-motorized, because a stand-up paddleboard or a kayak and those you can launch from pretty much anywhere. So you can launch those from the beach. So those, I've been told, will be operational throughout the season and into the fall with no impact to the non-motorized. However, some of the boats in Utah Lake are probably going to be limited toward the end of the season unless they're able to dredge that in July or August rather than September or October.
Cowboy Ted started Utah Skyline Recreation to encourage people, especially kids, to get outside and get active. He has a master's degree in physical education, and his foundation is geared towards teaching kids to make healthy lifestyle choices. But after visiting Utah state parks this summer, he shifted his focus to include water conservation.
This is Cowboy Ted, host of the Utah Skyline Recreation Report, asking for your help in conserving water this summer to extend the recreation season and to protect our access to drinking water. Several Utah state parks feature
lakes. He told
me
he's not worried about drought in Utah, but that he wants to stay informed and help his listeners make informed decisions when they recreate.
A lot of these state parks actually feed the drinking water sources. Obviously, it's purified after the people recreate in it, but it's definitely a lifeline for everybody that's in Utah. And with drought conditions, it doesn't take a big effort for us to do our part.
Reporting from Hiram State Park, I'm Jennifer Pemberton for The Source.